Gift-giving season is in full swing, and many people have at least one hard-to-shop-for person on their list. For some, that person might be an elderly relative. I'm WVXU's Tana Weingartner, and here's a look at what seniors do and do not want for the holidays. Put down the bubble bath, leave the gooey sticky candies on the shelf, and for goodness sake, no more knickknacks.
Well, a terrible gift idea. I think it's more junk. I think that's about the best way to say it, because most of us have downsized.
I want to also say that I told my kids, don't buy me anything I have to dust, because we have enough stuff around the house that we have to dust, and I don't need any more.
Chappie and Mary Bell Chapman are two of four people gathered around a table in the pub at Landfair Retirement Community in College Hill. All live in Landfair's independent housing community and responded to a survey asking seniors about the best and worst gift ideas. On the no list, fancy soaps and lotions, bubble bath, it's a fall hazard, caramels, peanut brittle or gummy candies, fruit baskets, stuffed animals, and pill reminder containers. Doris Kuzler says with a smile, she loves clothes, but if that's what you're planning, gift cards are the way to go.
I'm not a perfect 10, as you may have noticed, and it's awfully hard unless you know everybody's measurements. It's hard to get clothes that fit perfectly. I'd rather buy those myself.
Gifts seniors do want include family pictures, one-cup coffee makers, large print magazines, help putting up and taking down holiday decorations, and Chapman points out certain candies.
Chocolate. Chocolate-covered chocolate.
Joyce Utrecht says outings or certificates for massages and manicures are her favorites.
And it's even better when they plan to go with me, or take a couple of their sisters and take me somewhere. Mm-hmm. And that's one of my favorite gifts. The time that goes, that's involved with it, makes it so much more pleasant than doing it on your own.
Utrecht isn't alone. Family companionship tops the survey's wish list. Lori Petrie is Vice President of Communications with the Council on Aging of Southwestern Ohio.
Older people don't necessarily want things. They want time and love and companionship with their family and their friends. And so anything that you can think of that would allow you to have time together with the older person in your life is a good idea, whether that's a trip to a restaurant, a movie. It's the companionship and the time together that's important to them.
While not everyone loves technology and gadgets, don't think older adults are afraid of them. Landfair's community liaison says seniors are very active on social media and love having grandkids show them how to use new things. Plants are another gray area. Utrecht says no, her home doesn't get enough sunlight. But Chapman loves filling her balcony with potted greenery. Her husband Chappie perhaps sums it up best when he says everyone has their own tastes, and it's really about knowing what someone might like and making them feel loved.
Rather than just solving their guilt that they think, well, I got to do something for grandpa or grandma, but feel it's a way that they're able to say, I love you, I appreciate you, I want to be with you. And that's where going out for a meal or something like that has special advantage, and having them come to you, even just coming and being with you for a while, means a lot.
So while some gifts are just a bad idea, don't give a retiree an alarm clock. The old cliche remains true. It's the thought that counts. Tana Weingartner, 91.7 WVXU.